Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, in for Tommy Tucker, and I'm going to get a chance right now to talk to Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. Mike, the excitement for this game just keeps getting stronger and stronger. It's kind of like a tea kettle you're waiting for it to start whistling. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, a lot of anticipation. Of course, everybody here is, hoping LSU gets through it and makes a way to New Orleans to play for the national championship. But it's going to be a whole lot of people looking for something to do Saturday afternoon.
When you look at this game and you look at people talking about it, and I mentioned it just a few minutes ago, it's like everybody I've spoken to already assumes it's a victory.
Yeah, and Vegas sees it that way. It's LSU has been one of the best teams in football this season against the line.
Mike, listen, we have a real bad connection, so we're going to call you right back and get that cleared up, okay? All right, let me take Bobby while we're waiting to reconnect Mike. Bobby, you worried about this LSU game?
Yeah, I'm worried about this LSU game. I'm from Oklahoma.
So you think Oklahoma's
going to be a fight?
You think Oklahoma's going to win then, huh?
Well, I think it's going to come down to the last call. It's not going to be a blowout either way.
Think it's going to be a back-and-forth game then, huh?
Yeah, I think the first defense that makes a mistake, that's where the problem's going to be.
All right, Bobby, give me a score.
Give you a score, it's going to be 34-37 either way.
You don't even have confidence in your team to predict them to win, huh? Is that it?
Well, I'd love to predict them to win, but we're talking about LSU.
All right. Now, that's the kind of call we like, Mike. An Oklahoma fan who still says, well, we may not be able to beat LSU.
Yeah, the problem that you're going to have is Oklahoma's going to score some points. There's no doubt. Jalen Hurts is going to be difficult to defend. Certainly, LSU's defense has played much better in the last few outings defensively.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a great receiver in CeeDee Lamb. But the problem that Oklahoma's going to have is they're trying to stop LSU's offense. And, look, certainly if you win the toss, both teams probably think that they want to take the ball and start rather than defer. But I just think when you hear some big scores in LSU winning this one easily, I think Oklahoma's going to stick around. They're going to play inspired football. I think their defense is probably tired of hearing that they're not going to be able to stop LSU. But I can see why a lot of people think that LSU wins by more than a couple scores.
Are the coaching staff, I don't know if you get around that, but what if anything, are the coaching staff are doing to prevent these players to think, well, all we have to do is show up. The only thing we have to worry about is the title game. We will win this game easily.
Look, they're showing them a ton of film. Yeah, I think the biggest thing for LSU is the quality of the team leadership. I think you've got a defensive group that has a lot to prove. They want to prove that they can stop Jalen Hurts and any design quarterback runs. But I think offensively, Joe Burrow's such a perfectionist that it's really hard to get overconfident. It's like all season long you've waited to see a performance where they they came out overconfident or played down to their competition, and it really didn't materialize. The only thing that you ever really had was a defense that had some missing pieces, possibly some injuries, depending on which game week, that you know, gave up some yards to a quarterback who could run.
Mike, we're going to take a break right now, if that's okay with you, and come back and finish our discussion about LSU football, okay?
That's fine.
All right. And if you want to call at 260-1870, I think I can get you in if you have a question you want to ask Mike. 260-1870. Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker at 720 on WWL. 722, I'm Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker, who's on vacation. We're going to get right back to Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. Mike, the Joe Burrow story, what an incredible movie it would make. Here's a guy that Ohio State says, in essence, you are not good enough to be our starting quarterback. He transfers to LSU, wins a national championship, and beats them in that national championship game. That would just be an incredible. That would put Rudy to shame.
Yeah, it. Look, he's become quite the national story, and when you see a guy like him with that story, ends up with a Heisman vote total that was one of the biggest in history, if not the biggest, with the first place votes. You know, the speech that he gave at the Heisman ceremony that results in the food bank in his hometown to get flooded with over $250,000 worth of donations. It's you know, he's just hit every button since he's arrived at LSU, whether it's how he conducts himself in press conferences, his performances on the field, how gutsy he's been. You know, he's one of the toughest football players in LSU history. Enjoys taking hits, seems to play better after he's been hit. It's just the whole package.
Yeah, he just is one of these quarterbacks. Don't know whether it's good or bad, but he'll take somebody on. He doesn't run from them. He tries to run through them. And again, as a quarterback, don't know whether that's good or bad, but he's an athlete. That's the easiest way to say it.
Oh yeah, look. Yesterday, you know, they had a competition between Oklahoma and LSU players shooting up hoops and you know, 3-point competitions and so forth. And Joe Burrow's out there. There's footage for the Chick-fil-A bowl put out on Twitter where, you know, Burrow's hitting 3-pointers like it's nothing. Huh. Well, it's because he was an all-state basketball player at a high school as well. You know,
are there any matchups that you think about? Any matchups that you're worried about? Matchups that could give the Tigers problems?
Yeah, look, I look. There's no doubt that you know, the Oklahoma offense is prolific. They've got a strong offensive line. Jalen Hurts, of course, gave LSU fits when he was at Alabama. I think the defense is going to be challenged. I think that Lincoln Riley's going to have some new wrinkles to try and confuse LSU. You know, everybody's going to want to see LSU's defense covering CeeDee Lamb. He's a very, very good wide receiver. He was up for the Biletnikoff Award up against LSU's Jamar Chase. But I think that's where the concern is. Flip side of it is they've also got some missing pieces with some suspensions. You know, look, I think that they're going to score some points. It wouldn't surprise me if the game was tight for a while. But I think in the end, their defense is just going to have a hard time defending LSU. You know, that said, you know, LSU, we don't know the full status of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know, is he necessary to play this week, or is he going to need a lot more time? And maybe he'll be, you know, available to play for LSU if they get through this one and make their way to New Orleans.
Who do you think will be the primary running back they'll plug in his place?
I think it'll be Tyrion Davis-Price to start, and then John Emery Chris Curry. I think Tyrion Davis Price, though, is going to be your guy. The thing about the young guys, Davis Price and Emery, is, they're not as very adept in the passing game as Clyde is. How well do they know the offense, the blocking schemes, where they're supposed to be on every play, and especially on this big of a stage?
Are the coaches, you think, looking at the players who are injured, let's say maybe it's a marginal injury, maybe they can come back, maybe then they can't. Do you think any of them are looking at it and saying, on some of these guys, we just really need to hold them back until the championship game? Or better yet, if they are way ahead, let's say, halftime, third quarter, do you see them sitting some players?
I would think you want to rotate as many guys in as you can. But let's say Clyde's hamstring, if he's at 80%, I don't know that you put him out there, because that's such a tricky injury.
You
that
could result
you could
to
make
10%,
it worse.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so to me, but no doubt you want to have everybody as healthy as can be. If you see this thing getting away and you want to make your way to New Orleans, just like any other game.
It's amazing. It just kind of popped in my mind about 20 years ago. I lived in the neighborhood of a couple of Oklahoma players, Tinker Owens and Derlin Moore, and I asked them one time, and this was when Oklahoma would just pound people to death, and I said, what's the toughest thing to get used to when you go from college football to the pros? They said, play the whole game. Because we usually get so far ahead in the first half that most of the starters don't even see the second half.
Yeah. That and team speed is the biggest adjustment. But, certainly depending on their age, back in those days, you didn't have many scholarship limits. And in the old Southwest Conference, Oklahoma, Nebraska, And Texas,
they'd beat up
on
people.
They had a lot of games like that.
Mike, I've got to go. Thank you so much. Real quick, score-wise, how do you think it's going to end?
I haven't predicted a score yet, but I do think LSU gets in the 40s, and I think LSU is right there covering the spread, maybe a little bit more than that. I think they do cover, and I do think LSU makes their way into the 40s. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this football game.
Thank you, Mike. It's time for the 7:30 stretch. Oh, come on. Stretch along with me as we make way for more WWL News with Dave Cohen.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.